The Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program. Since 1987, this free program has helped farmers resolve disputes outside of court. For more information, visit MichiganMediates.org. The biggest corn yield robber of 2025 and how the markets might react to the shortened day of trade. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Michigan Ag Today. Tar spot has been the big corn disease we've discussed for the past several years, and there was some this year, but it certainly didn't win the 2025 award for biggest yield robber.
I have never seen the level of southern rust pressure across the Corn Belt like we did in 2025.
Kim Tudor is the technical marketing manager for plant health at BASF.
It caught people off guard. Generally speaking, it doesn't come across the Corn Belt until much later because it blows in from the Gulf of Mexico, you know, and sometimes it comes in super late in the season. But that disease is particularly troublesome because it has a really fast reproductive cycle. Its latent period is only 7 to 10 days, so every week, generally speaking, it's putting off new spores. And so when it comes in, it hits hard.
And Tudor says 2025 wasn't just a year of southern rust and tar spot either.
There was gray leaf spot too. Some fields had northern corn leaf blight. So it was truly a complex of diseases. That corn seed was fighting from the time it went in the ground.
With all those challenges, farmers who chose to cut fungicide from the budget this year likely struggled. Tudor says we can all be a little short-sighted, including her, when it comes to fungicide decisions. You can get caught looking at just the most recent year.
When you look at a performance-driven fungicide like Veltima, and you look at its performance year over year over year, it continues to deliver that yield benefit, that stress mitigation benefit. And it's that consistency that pays for itself.
She shared with me a story of an Iowa grower who decided to apply fungicide to a smaller number of acres. His conclusion at the end of the season.
He said, if you ever let me not treat all my corn acres again, please hit me upside the head with a 2x4. And I think that sums it up really well.
Tudor encourages farmers to have conversations about fungicide now. She even suggests taking advantage of BASF's 0% financing and booking the application if you're thinking about applying Veltima aerially. Hear more from Tudor at MichiganAgToday.com.
When it comes to buying seed, you can have your cake and eat it too when you order from Seed Genetics Direct. Finance next year's seed order through SGD Financing or John Deere Finance and pay 0% interest through January 2027. Unbeatable seed quality for an unbeatable price, plus zero interest financing from the fastest growing independent seed company in the Eastern Corn Belt. Now that's a slice of cake no grower can turn down. Seed Genetics Direct, value, knowledge, performance, it's in our genetics.
A double whammy fixing the whack the state of Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag weather update. Lake effect winds are subsiding a little bit here today, even though the overnight period was fraught with, well, kind of a mess. I do think that we're going to be moving through your Friday without a lot of additional new precipitation. Part of the reason why I'm looking at that is high pressure is trying to build in here, and so the winds, I believe, especially from late morning on, should really die off, and that will cut off the fuel for lake effect snow. But as we said, don't get used to a slowdown for very long. That high pressure area moves off to the east very, very quickly, and we have a monster low pressure system coming out of the central plains in Missouri Valley. Clouds will be increasing ahead of that to tomorrow morning. Moisture, snow pushes into southwestern lower Michigan, probably near or just after midday, continuing to spread northeastward through the overnight. The track of the low is most important. The biggest snows always sit within 50 miles or so of that center of low pressure circulation. That low right now looks to move from southwestern Michigan through the tip of the thumb in the overnight through Sunday midday time frame. This is where we're going to be seeing our best snows. However, I think the entirety of lower Michigan, well, the state of Michigan in general, will be seeing snow out of this weather system. And right now, I'd easily say we're looking at 4 to 10 inches or more. I think the or more is going to be highly local and has some lake influence, but there are big snows coming all over the place. The travel period here for the weekend and into early next week, not necessarily the greatest. Now, once we get into next week, we're mostly dry beginning to end, maybe a few flurries in southern lower Michigan on Tuesday, but otherwise no major frontal boundaries in to affect the region all week. I can tell you, though, that we are cold, brutally cold, with a reinforcing shot of cold coming Thursday, Friday, and again one late Sunday into next Monday. I'm Ryan Martin.
Soil prep for next year begins as soon as the harvest is over. Don't miss out on nutrients you can return to your soil. Applying one of DairyDew's compost blends or layer manure accelerates the conversion of crop stubble into next year's plant food. That remaining plant material is full of nutrients that you want to return to the soil.
DairyDew's compost blends like Layer Ash Blend with Gypsum and Gypsum Plus not only help with releasing nutrients from your crop stubble, they also add beneficial biology and other missing minerals to your soil. Or go with an order of straight layer manure, an economical choice that still offers calcium and sulfur.
Improve your soil health for next year with a call to Morgan Composting. Crops don't wait. The seasons don't wait. You shouldn't wait. Address soil health for better yields next year.
Not sure which is the best DairyDew product for your fields? Contact a soil health expert at Morgan Composting for a consultation. Call today or visit DairyDew.com to learn more.
Implants come from healthy soil. Healthy soil comes from DairyDew.
Let's talk markets now on Michigan Ag Today as we reopen the markets this morning after being closed for the Thanksgiving holiday yesterday. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Let's get market analysis now from Carl Setzer at Consus Ag Consulting. He spoke on Wednesday with our Andy Eubank.
The markets ended the holiday shortened week prior to Thanksgiving on a positive note. And Carl, really, it was a pretty significant move higher in comparison to recent sessions. Strong, especially soybeans and corn. What did you make of that Wednesday move?
Really, it was a reversal of what we saw Monday, Tuesday, and even you can make the case last Friday. We started out with selling pressure, and really, it wasn't what I would call heavy selling pressure. We just didn't have buyers coming into the pits here to start out the week. And as it progressed, we obviously did see a little bit more. And then we came in Wednesday, and really Wednesday was what you would call the last trading day of the month, so to speak. We do have Friday's trade coming up, an abbreviated session. But most everybody shored up their positions here Wednesday and walked away and covered some of their weak short positions. But we are starting to see a little buying interest come in the market. And this was evident in corn on Wednesday when we had the announcement values in China are reaching record high values on their corn, even though they claim to have just harvested a bumper crop. So we're doing a little head scratching on that one. End of the day, it does appear China may end up being a corn importer this year. They've already bought some out of South America for blending. To see them come to the U.S. with the trade negotiations wouldn't hurt. And those trade negotiations really supported trade too. We did get news on Wednesday that China had bought another 10 to 20 vessels of soybeans. We didn't see any flash sales numbers, and we're looking for confirmation on this. But the rumor of it, especially after China's earlier wheat purchases, did give the soy complex much needed support into the break.
Ethanol grind report on Wednesday, and that appeared to be a pretty good report overall. Was it helpful to the market, though?
It really didn't give the market too much support, and we're right. We did see a cut in ethanol stocks. We're getting down to a seasonably low 21-plus million barrels. Blender demand was down, and exports fell by 20,000 barrels a day. Still, we saw a lot of inter-country demand for ethanol, and that did take care of quite a bit of the stocks we had.
That's Carl Setzer. Find him online, consusag.net. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Michigan Ag Today.